This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, the average human being farts between 13 and 21 times a day. And in case you're wondering, women fart more than men. They just celebrate it less. Now, upon release, farts can travel up to 10 feet a second. That's just under 7 miles an hour. This is all according to Flatologist, which is the name of a scientist that studies farts. Now, why do I bring any of this up? Well, today, February 5th, is National Fart Day. Not to be confused with National Pass Gas Day, that's in January, or Fart Out Loud Day, which is in July. Anyway, today being National Fart Day, well, we thought we should honor the mighty fart. And why not? Because farts have been making international headlines in 2025. Earlier this week, we learned about Rhiannon Evans. That's the woman in the UK who pleaded guilty to the country's first ever cyber farting case. In case you haven't heard, around Christmas time, Rhiannon repeatedly sent videos of herself farting to her boyfriend's ex. She sent 7 videos in total and was eventually arrested for harassment. And then just last month, there was almost an international incident involving Great Britain and Russia. The English Navy, they mistook a series of whale farts for Russian drone subs. Oh yeah, we have more fart stories. But first, we want to hear yours with your answer to today's question brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration. Basically, who farted? What is the one you remember most?
Be part of the big show. Call 206-803-ROCK and send those emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All the tells away we go. Welcome to season 20 and episode number 4256. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat with the exciting return of Who Sucks Less coming up at 4:30 on How You Doing, Steve? You find people doing weird crap in the news.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's up to us to determine, out of the 3 stories, which one sucks the least. How are we looking today on Who Sucks Less?
Kind of sucky. We have a woman.
Kind of sucky.
She didn't really break her husband's heart, but she did steal his kidney. And then we have a company that might be watching you poop. And then drunk airline pilots.
Pilots.
Yeah.
Okay. People watching you poop.
Yeah, people watching you poop.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing like OnlyFans or whatever?
No, that would be like, imagine you work at a company and they said, hey, we installed cameras in the bathroom so we can monitor how long you're in there.
Okay. Who Sucks Less is coming up at 4:30. What else do we have for you today? Chance of 5K a day. All you need to do is download the Odyssey app if you already haven't and listen for 1 hour to this fine radio station. And your chance to win 5K a day. I believe Friday is the last day.
I think so.
So yeah. You've got 3 days. You're automatically entered if you listen to the show for 1 hour or the lovely Jolene this evening. So get on the Odyssey app and do that for your shot at 5K a day. What else do we have for you? Oh, our big party is also on Friday.
Yeah.
20 years here at KISW, the fine folks at Black Raven Brewing have brewed us up a special anniversary lager, the 20th anniversary lager. It will be on draft at the Black Raven up in Woodinville. Hopefully you'll join us for a live broadcast on Sunday from 2 to 6. It's going to be a great time. It's absolutely free. We'll have the sausage. We will have the salsa up there for you.
Yeah, man.
As well, and do a little happy hour as we get set for the weekend. Good opportunity for you as well to maybe pick up some beer for your party on Sunday, or if you're heading over to someone's house, bring them a couple six packs. You never want to go anywhere empty-handed when you're going up to someone else's place. So might as well just grab some beer and help out our friends at the Fisher House. So that's Friday, 2 to 6 at the Black Raven in Woodinville.
Woodinville.
We'll be doing our show. And again, it is absolutely free. And today is it National Fart Day? Is it
National Fart Day?
National Fart Day.
There's National Pass Gas Day, which is in July. What the hell is the other one? National Pass Gas Day and Fart Out Loud Day. Sorry. National Pass Gas Day has come and gone.
Okay.
That was January. Pass. And then Fart Out Loud Day is in July.
Yep. Some facts on National Fart Day.
All right.
And the power of farts. Greek historians revealed that one man's fart led to the downfall of King Apries of Egypt in 569 BC when a mutiny arose within his army. He sent a general to try and quell the problem. Instead, the rebels crowned that guy king, causing Apries to send his advisor next. The response was a fart from the man who was newly elected king, which he told to deliver to Apries. More than a little offended upon receiving the news, he ordered his nose and ears to be chopped off.
Jeez.
The final straw that pushed the masses to dethrone him in a mob, reinforcing Amasis to reign king. So there's a new king because this guy
responded with a fart.
That's correct. Talking about farts leading to major conflicts. According to the Jewish War, written by Josephus, during a Passover celebration in 44 BC, a Roman soldier exposed his naked backside, farted, and spoke some inappropriate words to a group of Jewish men, who reacted by stoning all the soldiers in sight. The soldiers did come back, and before long, a riot had broken out, leading to the death that day of 10,000 people.
Damn. Good Lord, man.
Yes. 10,000 people, one
day,
started by fart. We have the member of the British Parliament.
That's pretty rude to fart on somebody and then chirp them.
I mean, it is. I just wouldn't think that would lead to 10,000 dead people.
Mm-hmm. Well, they stoned the soldier, then obviously the Romans weren't going to let that go.
Right, yeah. All started with a single fart.
Yep. Members of the British Parliament, one Henry Ludlow. He farted during a debate in 1607. This event has become, believe it or not, part of folklore, inspiring poetry such as The Censure of the Parliament Fart. Benjamin Franklin wrote Fart Proudly, an essay he only ever shared with his friends, including chemist Joseph Priestley, challenging them to invent a potion for good-smelling farts. A particularly hilarious excerpt reads, "A few stems of asparagus eaten shall give our urine a disagreeable odor, and a pill of turpentine no bigger than a pea shall bestow on it the pleasure and the smell of violets. And why should it be thought more impossible to find means of making a perfume of our wind than of our water?" In the late 1800s, when professional farter Joseph Pujol found out he can inhale air through his rectum and exhale it like a burp, he converted it into entertainment.
This guy's a legend.
And he toured the world to showcase his backside.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've heard of this guy, man.
He blew out candles. He would play the flute. He would smoke cigarettes. He even outsold Sarah Bernhardt, a famous actress of that time, and was the highest-paying entertainer at the Moulin Rouge.
Damn!
For farting. And they say it could even have played a part in an event as historical as World War II. Medical reports reveal that Adolf Hitler suffered from uncontrollable farting and cramps caused by his long-term authoritarianism. In 1936, a Berlin doctor prescribed anti-gas pills. They contained strychnine and atropine in small amounts. Those poisons could cause edginess, insomnia, and emotional dysfunction. By 1941, Hitler was reportedly taking about 150 pills a week.
Jeez, man.
The side effects of this drug were not discovered until 6 months before his suicide in 1945. Meanwhile, Bernard Clemens of London, he holds the Guinness World Record for the longest butt burp at 2 minutes, 42 seconds.
That's one fart?
Yes. National Fart Day has been observed on February the 5th since 2008 as the day to stop suppressing accumulated gas and just relax. They say it's amazing how farting has so many different holidays dedicated to it. It must mean the average human secretly craves the freedom to fart as they please. And that's one great thing about having your own car.
Oh, yeah. It fart, do what you want, man. Like, yeah. When no one's home, I fart different.
Right. Now, speaking of World War II.
Yeah.
I mean, you just do. You know what I mean? I'll fart around the family. It's just I fart differently if I'm home alone. You're just blowing it out. It's loose. You don't care.
Sometimes you got to go outside, too. You're like in a bar or something.
Yeah, if you know it's going to be real bad. Yeah, I'm down to go smoke a cigarette. At this one time, I fart a lot, man. I realize if I'm at the bar, maybe beer just makes me fart or something. But, like, every time I go out to smoke a cigarette, there are some long toots.
Yeah. Guaranteed on an airplane, I need to.
Yeah, that's just the pressure, though.
That's a lot of pressure. It's the altitude, it's the pressure, it's a number of things.
It's basically, I feel like, like Thrill always says, that's like when you go to the bathroom, you get off that plane in the airport.
Everyone's just in there farting. Mm-hmm. Yep. Like, maybe half the guys are peeing, but seriously, like guys just walk in there and walk right back out.
We brought up World War II. Believe it or not, a whale almost started World War III. We brought you the story earlier this week. According to a report out of the U.K., a mix-up involving British nuclear subs almost kicked off an international incident with Russia. The U.K. Navy was scanning for sounds of enemy activity underwater and thought they heard Russian drone subs. The same sound was heard at least twice. So they're kind of freaked out. They thought Russia was dropping listening devices on the ocean floor to track Britain's nuclear subs. But after analyzing the sounds, they now think it might have been something else. They believe it was whale farts.
Big old whale farts.
Sounds like a Russian sub to me.
They've been mistaken for enemy subs before. A source in the military said they're still studying the data and taking it very seriously. But they currently think it was just a gassy whale. And nothing else. So our question on National Fart Day, who farted, and what is the one that you remember the most? 206-803-ROCK.
Speaking of whale farts, just real quick. Have you ever heard a fart underwater?
I farted in the bathtub, so I've heard it come to the top.
I mean, but like, right, I've done that because
and boy, the way that's a terrible concentration.
Don't do it. Do not do it.
It's like farting in the shower, man. You just feel gross.
I think it's even more concentrated than that.
Well, because it pops up in that bubble, then the bubble bursts, and it's just concentrated fart. I mean,
I'm sure I've been in a pool where somebody's farted, but I can't say that I heard it.
I just wonder. It seems like something I would have done. Like I've got a fart. I'm in a pool, so I'm just dunk my head underwater just to hear it. I just wonder if anyone did. Never had. And because of that whale story, I'm now curious, and I wish I wasn't.
Well, I mean, they couldn't even identify it as a fart, so maybe you have heard it, but you thought it was something else in the pool.
Yeah, could have been it, man.
Yeah.
Someone just dive into a cannonball. Like, no.
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 No, not at all. It's only me and you in here, dude.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So, back when I was married, we were sleeping one night, and I heard something so loud that I thought it was a gunshot. And so I get up, I'm running all around the house trying to figure out what the hell is going on. And after about 30 minutes, she finally pokes her head out of the door and goes, "I farted, okay? Can we just go to sleep?" And I'm just like, oh, okay.
Nobody in the house.
It was that loud?
Yes, it was that loud.
And was it just a single, like, boom?
Yeah, it sounded like a rifle shot, honestly. I know that sounds like I'm exaggerating, but I'm not.
Cheyenne, can I ask you? Steve, I know you push hard and you push frequently.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a pusher because I'm afraid I'm going to slip. Yeah. That's just the way it goes. But for whatever reason, and I brought this up before,
when I'm asleep, you know, I can fart as loud and as long as I want and push as hard as I want, and I don't have any slippage, so to speak.
Right.
I mean, I can do it, but I have to be asleep and not conscious of what I'm doing for that to be able to happen.
But
if I'm awake, then that is when danger could strike.
That's what I don't get about the human brain, right? Because generally, it is just here to protect us either from ourselves or for ourselves. So, to your point, I am dead asleep. I have no motor function. I'm not doing anything. I'm completely unconscious, but you never slip on the fart. Now, you might have the dream where you wake up, you know, at that last moment.
You gotta go.
But your brain still, it doesn't let you do it in bed. It still sends a signal to your subconscious to tell you in a dream. Think about this. Mm-hmm. You're having a dream about something, and then suddenly your brain's like, we hate to interrupt this dream, but your dream is now going to take a turn because you need to poop. But you're wide awake, where you have full physical control.
Right. You know what's going on.
That's when you're going to slip. That is when
exactly.
You're going to slip. And I don't really push as much as I try to control the aperture, so to speak, because I don't want to slip, right? So if it's one of those long, high-pitched ones, I understand that if I push this, something bad might happen. And that's why you'll see me kind of contort and make the move. Like, I don't want to poop in my pants. That's mm-hmm. the long and short of it. You kind of, it's like when you have a balloon, right? You blow it up and you let it go and it's just loose. It's the but when you pull the sides, you get that high-pitched squeal. That's kind of what I'm rocking with my butt. So if you hear the high-pitched squeal one, like, no. This is a matter of control because I'm scared there's something else there.
Yeah. I would say the one that sucks the most sometimes is, like, if you got an upset stomach. Basically, I'll just say, like, maybe you've been out the night before or whatever. So you're at somebody else's house. And, like, you're not trying to, but one just sneaks out.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, sorry, dude.
That's why you got to step outside with your vape.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't know it's coming.
Because it gives you the opportunity to mask, basically, what you're doing.
Yeah, I tried to do that, man.
You know, you're out on the deck.
Yeah.
Now you're just kind of hitting the vape.
But I'm saying, I wasn't planning on it.
Right, it just slipped.
So, right, I was just walking through his living room, and it just snuck out. And I was like, oh, God damn it. Because he's like, did you just fart? I was like, yeah. We're going to have to open the slider. It's not going to be good. I wasn't planning on that getting out.
Yeah.
My bad, man.
Yeah. Because you're right, Miles. Generally, and I said I've done this before with, like, girls, where it's like, are you just farting out there? And I'm like, no. Why would you think that? She's like, well, you're not smoking. You're just on the balcony.
You're just standing and doing nothing. Mm-hmm. When people fart, they physically don't do anything else.
No, you just stand there.
And stare. Like, you don't even blink. It's just...
There's reels of Ring Cam video of people delivering food or Amazon delivery drivers or UPS guys or mail people who just, even if they're bending over to put the package down or they just kind of stop and lift a cheek on the way out, let one rip, man, and Ring Cam gets it all. Who farted and what is the one you remember the most? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wes. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, boys. So I've had some bad ones in the past, but I was walking into work one day, and I'm in the Army, and so I go to check all the computers for the aircraft, and I saw all my crew chiefs standing outside smoking cigarettes, and so I walk in there, and I check the computers first, and I kind of waited for them to come in, and I just had to let it go, and I, like, crop dusted the whole area next to the computers, and I walked to the other side of the room, and I just stood there and watched, and they come walking in. They're like, hey, good morning. What's going on, Chief? And it all hit, like, I think there was three or four of them. It all hit them at the same time, and one of them, he's like, oh, God, and he ran over to the trash can and just started vomiting.
Damn.
To the trash can. I was like, hey, I'm sorry about that sausage and sauerkraut the night before, but you will recover.
So do you think that your fart smelled that bad?
I'm telling you, I had one this morning, but it's, again, I had sausage and sauerkraut last night with Granny Smith apples. Like, I think that's my kryptonite.
Well, that sounds delicious, though.
The sauerkraut or the apples?
Yeah, blame the apples.
Do not blame those Washington apples, man. Come on.
Oh, look, man, we've got a list of foods that will make you do that worse than others, and most of them are foods that you eat every day and that are healthier foods.
Well, sauerkraut's a probiotic, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, but I take a probiotic. Does that make you fart more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure, man.
Yeah, because I was trying to really eat a lot of Greek yogurt for a minute there, and they didn't stink, but I would fart all day.
Oh, dude, yeah, my son has gotten into yogurt lately, right? So it probably started like 3 weeks ago or whatever. A dude just farts constantly. And he's like, what's going on? Me and my wife are like, dude, if you eat that much yogurt, because, you know, he's a young man, so he eats a lot of food. And I'm like, you're eating so much yogurt. I'm like, it's moving your guts, man. He had no idea. So he's just constantly farting.
Who farted and what is the one that you remember the most? 206-803-NERDS.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Guns N' Roses are, you know, Stuff McKagan's 61st birthday today.
I knew that only because I read it earlier. But yeah.
Yeah. 61 years old.
And he's only worn sleeves for 4 years of his life.
Probably.
I think that's about it.
Yeah. From the age of 3 until the age of 7.
That was it.
That's it.
No more sleeves.
Seen Duff on the social media a lot lately.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, I've always known Duff to be a sober dude, but honestly, he's so nonchalant. It's kind of interesting. He was doing an interview with somebody, and he was just talking about how he got sober and the struggles and stuff. But I was just like, I don't know. He's one of those guys who's been sober so long. It's like,
you forget that he used to drink.
It's hard to almost fathom, like, oh, that guy had a problem.
Oh, yeah. He had a problem.
You know, it's sometimes when you meet, like, I have a bartending buddy, and he's just one of those guys that is so nice and everything, and he's like, oh, I'm not allowed to drink. And I'm like, all right. But it's hard to fathom. And then I met one of his friends. He's like, oh, I'll tell you some of the stories.
Right.
Sure. And, you know, you hang with the people that you have things in common with. When Duff came down to Showbox, Ryan Castle and I went down to the show.
Yeah.
And we're sitting at the bar, and both of us are like, hey, we should probably take it easy tonight, just based on the fact that most of the people around us are in that sober state of mind.
Oh, right.
And have been for a
number of
years.
Yeah, based on people you're hanging out with.
You just don't want to go up and order double shots and start drinking them in front of these people all night, because they're just looking over at you like, uh-oh, what's going to happen in this area?
So how drunk did you get?
Yeah, not that bad.
Oh, really?
No.
I thought it was going to end with, yeah, we got
hammered. It was early on, yeah. Good night. Our question on National Fart Day, who farted, and what is the one that you remember the most? 206-803-ROCK. One of the ones that I remember the most, it happened when I was in college. I was about 20, 21 years old. I was playing football at the time, and we had just either, I think we just got back. The bowl game that we played in was not that big of a bowl game that year.
Right.
Therefore, it was December 20th. It was one of those earlier bowls.
That's a low one.
I mean, this is before they started doing bowl games all month long, but even then they start with the MAC and the WAC, and they get through all the other crap, and then eventually, you know, you get to whatever bowl we were in. Which,
for the record, they're fun now because some of the companies make them fun, but, like, right, you probably like in the Poland Weed Eater Bowl.
Yeah, sure. But you get back, and school's done, so the kids are not in school. And, you know, you got a few weeks off before school starts back up in January.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the rest of December. And at that point in time, this is before the NILs and things of that nature, not everybody at that time were able to fly back to their hometown. If you did not have if you came from Nebraska and you were a recruit, you didn't have plane ticket. If your parents couldn't pay for it.
Right. You're not going home.
You're not flying home for the holidays. So they would do various holiday activities for the student athletes who were still in town, the training staff members who also could not afford to go. Basically, if you didn't have the money to get back home.
They did stuff for you.
They would hook you up. So they would have the cafeteria open every day from like 11 until 6:30. So they would have a limited menu of lunch items and dinner stuff. You know, sometimes it was just like hot dogs, wraps, sandwiches,
bags
of potato chips, you know, trays of chicken for protein, that kind of thing, and pastas and rice dishes and all that kind of crap. But a couple cooks did stay, and they offered you food. That was incentive to get your ass to the facilities.
Sure.
I mean, because, look, man, one way or another, they're going to feed you for free. And while you're over there, they've got an indoor basketball court. They've got racquetball courts. There's a full gym. You can see your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
All the things. You know, people in town. Yeah. Where are we going drinking later? Since we're some of the few students that are still in town. Therefore, this place was empty for the most part. And I went, so I do my thing. That day, I am extremely hungover. Go get a workout in. Get a little sweat on. And I get into the sauna.
All right.
The sauna is not the biggest sauna in the world because they need to be a little tighter just to be warm. Where the steam room was a giant room.
Yeah.
Kind of like the size of this room. Ceilings the same height, all tiled up. Steam room was great. Steam room was also, I believe, either being serviced at that point in time because nobody was really there.
Sure.
It's one of those things. It's got to be cleaned often because of the moisture involved. Anyway, sauna's open. Cool. I'm in there all by myself. This is great.
Sit in a sauna by yourself is so nice.
I'm naked. I don't have a towel. I don't care. I'm going to jump. The sauna's right across from the showers, and I'm done in here. My towel's already hung up on the shower rack. I'm going to go in there and take a shower and everything else. Don't ever do this. I learned later in life that this is not something that you should do in a sauna, but it was something that we did all the time. There was a little bucket with a ladle in there, even though it was an electronic sauna. We would sprinkle a little bit of water on top of the lava rocks. That would create a fss.
Right, right.
And you could heat that thing up within 2 minutes. I mean, as hot as you could possibly get it. So I'm doing the thing where I'm sitting up on the top level of the sauna. Not a lot of room up there, but it is the hottest part because it's the highest part within the sauna.
Correct. If you're in some big saunas, you get up to that top tier, it is ungodly hot.
Yeah, I'm just pouring out alcohol out of my body. So I reach over with the ladle. I got the bucket up in the corner. And as I reach over to do it, I rip out this just long, gassy one, cheek up, vibrating off the wood, the entire deal. I am done. I sit back down. I put the other cheek down. In comes the head coach, Don Nealon, and the team doctor, who I never saw. Team doctor, surgeon guy. You only saw him unless really bad stuff was going on. But he was always in the sidelines. You saw him every Saturday. But for the most part, he is a doctor with a practice. He's an actual doctor in town.
Yeah.
You don't see this guy in the normal, but I knew this guy very well. They both walk in. First of all, they're both butt naked.
Yeah.
Because they're old guys, and the old guys in the building walked around, because most younger guys still would walk around with a towel on.
Sure.
But at this point, again, no one is there.
Right. They're not expecting you in there.
Right, correct.
Much less you expecting them.
So I'm starting to get hot up there as soon, and I can smell this fart, and it's awful. The door opens, in walks the coach, in walks the doctor. I'm like, oh, man. So I needed to kind of scoot over to give them room to kind of get into the sauna, so to speak, because where I'm now, I'm down on the, so when I move my ass, I can see where I farted.
What do you mean you can see where you farted?
There is a moisture mark on the wood that is in the shape of my ass crack.
Damn. Okay?
I now move down to the lower part because I'm getting hot. The stink is now in there, but it's up to the top. Both of those guys, they sit up on the top, and the doctor looks at me and he goes, "Do you need a checkup?"
Oh, damn.
And I was like, and coach is like, "Montgomery, what in hell, man?" He's like, "It reeks of alcohol and ass." He's like, "The whole place." They got up and walked out.
Oh, did they really?
Oh, they got out. They got out of the sauna. But then at the same point in time, now they're in the shower. So I got to go to the shower.
Right.
This shower is huge, but there's three people in there. The doctor, Coach Nealon, and me. And I'm the one who drove them out based on that fart because they couldn't even handle being in the sauna with me. And I was like, "Coach, doc, I'm sorry, man." They're like, "Jesus, man. What are you eating?" And I'm like, "Last night, chili dogs." They're like, "God, man, Jesus." And so every time, like, I would see Coach after that, like in the hallway or whatever, he'd just look at me and give me that nod, like, "Yeah." Uh-huh.
You know, right. Those are just the last two people you need.
Like, I do not want that to be my legacy.
It is.
With these two people.
Got this goddamn punter in there.
Who farted?
You can see it.
I know. What is the one that you remember the most? 206-803, right?
I'll give you credit for going to the shower. I would have just sucked it up and opened the door. And
dude, I was pouring down sweat.
I hear you. I wouldn't want the embarrassment of having to look at him in the shower, too.
Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Yep. Hello, guys.
Hola.
Yes. I was downtown Seattle at the Bon Marché before it was Macy's and everything else. And I was on top floor, about four floors up. And I had let out a nasty one. I almost gagged myself. I hit the bottom floor, two old biddies, you know, the crinkly faced ones that just angry at everything. They charged in, didn't even let me get out. And I turned around and watched their faces just crinkle every which way, because that was so horrible.
Well, yeah,
I've done a few of those
better
myself.
Than being on an escalator.
Yeah, you ever fought on an escalator?
No, but it's a Pacific Center, whatever that is. I got behind somebody who did.
I've done that. Usually it's at the airport. I don't know.
It was
know
on
why.
The third floor too, because we were going up to the movie theater at the time. it was the idea we're going to Johnny Rockets.
Now, do you think the person was on the escalator with you?
They were definitely in front. There was a whole bunch of people on the escalator.
Did you have a guess of who it was?
It was the holidays. No idea. I just know that my daughter smelled it first. And she's like, Dad, is that you? And I'm like, "No, honey, we're moving upward. It's
right.
Got to be someone in front of us." And so she was doing her investigation. And we sat down at the counter, the Johnny Rockets. I'm like, I don't even want to order yet. Like, I could still smell that thing.
Damn.
Who farted, and what is the one that you remember the most? 206-803. Rock, here's an interesting story.
I'm going to start farting on escalators now.
Well, I mean, it just seems dumb because it's like,
if there's enough people. That's what I'm saying. The airport's a good place because, you know, there's 800 people on the escalator at any given moment. So if you fart, no one knows it's you. If you can keep it quiet.
All right, here's a question for you. You're at a bar.
All right.
You smell it. Do you react?
Yes.
I'm like, oh. Am I responsible or I smell someone else?
No. You're not responsible.
I don't. Usually, I will not. I don't make a big deal of it publicly, but whoever I'm with, I instantly look at them like, "Do you smell this?"
Yeah.
Because generally, I try not to react because I don't want to make that person feel bad. But I remember years ago, I was at a bar. I smelled it first. I didn't say anything. But as it went down the bar, people started blaming me. And I was like, no. It came through me, right. But I didn't do it.
So did people believe you?
They did, but it was one of those, it was like a place I used to go all the time. So I knew all the regulars at the bar. And they were like, "Well, it's coming from you." I'm like, "What do you want me to tell you, man?" Like, also, you people.
People get very defensive about being accused of a fart if they're not responsible for the fart. Like, somebody can say, "Man, you stole $20. Like, "I did not take $20. I don't take it personally. But if I didn't fart, like, "Dude, that was you." Like, "No, No, man.
Think there'd be like
that
some,
was not me,
you,
dude.
You think there would be some kind of heat sensor operated app on your phone?
Well, you can just hold it up and see if you blew one out.
Well, you can see like where temperature is, right? So you, if you,
but is a fart warmer than your body temperature?
I don't know.
I mean, some of them feel like they are. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it, but it's more about the temperature of the air.
Right.
So when it exits your body, yes, in it's that the moment. Same temperature. So you might be red, but the red line coming out of your ass is also
that's
part
a
of
fart.
That's also part of you. It detects heat. You're 98 degrees. That fart's 98 degrees. The room is 70. So you should be, in theory, once it escapes, be able to see the source of said fart.
I've seen a fart on, I think it was an X-ray, like live time. It was just a video, and they showed, you couldn't see the part. You kind of see their silhouette or whatever it was, and like they showed the fart, and it's crazy how they come out. It's the way it looks more oily the way it comes out. Like it's clearly thicker than the air around it, if you know what I mean. So when it comes out, it kind of shoots out and then curls around, but the way it moved, I don't know. Look, man, I was just like, I did not think farts move like that.
Well, but years ago, since we've been here for 20 years, we've done a lot of stupid things. And at one point in time, we actually got a gas reading meter.
The fartometer.
The fartometer. And it reads everything.
It's probably somewhere still in your box there.
From methane to sulfur.
It would say what the major gases are of this particular fart, depending on what you ate, et cetera.
Correct. And I believe we got it from a place that services, you know, gas meters and all those different things. And, you know, people who are gas men, whatever. This is to detect if there's any gas in a room or whatever the deal is.
Generally, yeah.
But we used it, and it did light up.
Oh, yeah.
It
worked.
It actually did monitor the amount of sulfur. Because it had a chart.
Like methane, sulfur.
And something
like
else.
Two or three other ones in there. But yeah, imagine like, hey, man, on this day, you have more methane than sulfur. But generally, that meant a less stinky fart. And then the ones that were heavy sulfur, everyone's like, yeah, we know. Because we can smell it.
Mm-hmm. And it was horrible.
Whatever happened to that thing? Do we have to give it back?
We had to give it back.
Oh.
It was an expensive piece of equipment.
No, it was.
They let it use it for a couple months. And they were like, actually, we need that back. But at least they told us ahead of time, hey, we need that back.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
After you farted on it.
Who farted and what is the one you remember the most? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Short story here. Went to go hang out with a buddy of mine. Want to say it was summer in between either freshman, sophomore year in college. It's home for the summer. Went over drinking with him, but because I was home for the summer, still had to follow the parents' rules, right? Had to be home by midnight.
All right.
Went over, had pizza, drank a fifth of Absolute Citron, hanging out, was on the way home, realized what time it was, started speeding. State trooper pulled up behind me. I got real nervous. Farted, rolled the window down right about the time the cop walked up, and classic cop line of, where's the fire, son? Good God, what the hell is that? And I looked at him with a real sad face, and I'm sorry, officer, I got diarrhea. I'm just trying to get home. And he goes, go, boy, go. And he turned around and walked away.
He
and
let you go.
Damn.
I don't think he wanted to deal with it. It was that bad. He was, no. So, there you go, guys. Wanted to share.
Nice.
That is,
I mean, that's kind of crazy.
It's got fire. I believe you.
Where's the fire?
Good God, son.
Are you okay?
Jesus. Who farted and what is the one that you remember the most? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Real quick, excited to see you guys on Friday. Love both the beards.
Hey, right on, man.
Excellent.
Appreciate it.
So I was working in a call center and going through chemo. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced somebody going through chemo, but it messes up your insides.
Uh-oh.
So I was working. I let one go by the printer. About 15 to 20 minutes later, somebody goes to pull something off the printer and just walked into the cloud.
15 to 20 minutes.
I'm an honest man. Yes. It was no joke. I had taken a couple of phone calls. I was in a call center at the time. So it lingered. And I copped to it. I said, yeah, that was me. And the woman goes, what did you eat? And I said, Hot Pockets. And from then on, while I worked at that job, my nickname was Hot Pocket.
All right.
Damn.
So, what kind of chemo were you on at the time?
It was R-CHOP is what it's called. I had lymphoma. I had a 2-inch by 4-inch tumor in my pelvis.
Okay. So does that mean that it was all radiation, or did they give you seeds or any of that stuff?
No, IV. IV every 3 weeks.
Oh, so you don't even go through a machine. It's just straight into your body.
Straight into your body, yep. And then the problem is the chemo kills the tumor, and your blood takes all the dead tumor and processes it out.
Yeah, I was going to say, does that include the smell of your urine, your stools? I mean, is everything coming out of your body, your burps, you know, like, is everything just kind of tainted with that?
Oh, yeah, I could clog a toilet on a courtesy flush.
Hey. So I'm guessing you lost some weight on that diet.
No, I didn't, actually. They put me on steroids, so you eat like a horse. Like, you're just constantly hungry.
All right.
Eat like a horse, fart like a trucker. What a wonderful combination.
Our question, who farted and what is the one that you remember the most? 206-803-ROCK.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.